They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Bootscoot Boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on baby, let's go Bootscoot. Oh, Cadillac Blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, Bootscoot Boogie. Say, son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the Bootscoot Boogie.
Muskie 101.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive your truck. I leave that radio playing, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, I roll everywhere.
every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain, the cloud of dust. Yes, sometime, brother, sometime I drive your truck. Drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
Lee Bryce on Muskie 101. I drive your truck. Greg Gunderson here with you in the 4 o'clock hour. We started the hour with Brooks and Dunn and the Boot Scootin' Boogie. I've got three more up for you, and we are cracking open the whole NFC North today before I'm gone at 7 o'clock. Packers hour just finished up with the 3 o'clock hour saying goodbye. That means it's the Vikings hour. Vikings fans, gather round. I have some things to tell you about. Offensive rebuilds and relative athletic score. If you don't know RAS, you will soon, whether you like it or not. But first, we finish this five in a row. Here's Dierks Bentley, Free and Easy, on Muskie 101.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sunshine.
Definitely more music.
It's your country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver." It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Shenandoah on Muskie Country, the church on Cumberland Road. It's the Vikings Hour in a special football-only edition of the afternoon show here on your Hayward Civic Media Station, WHSM. Not your only civic media station in Hayward, though. WBZH is here, too. We'll talk about them later because you can listen to the Brewers right out of it's a Hayward radio station with the Brewers, but we're talking football today, so hold your horses. If you need to know more immediately, just tune your radio to 96.9 when the Brewers are playing, and you'll know all you need to know. But stay here for now because it's the Vikings Hour, and they clearly entered the draft intent on cleaning up the offense after a 9-sack disaster loss to the Rams in the playoffs last season. They used their first-round pick on Donovan Jackson, a guard out of Ohio State, who caught the eye of head coach Kevin O'Connell on film, particularly for transitioning to left tackle, which he talked to Donovan Jackson about. He actually visited the team, and they spoke about that transition. With veteran center Ryan Kelly coming over, with Will Freeze being added at guard, Jackson will join a full-on competition for starting spots on the interior line of Minnesota. Expect him to see some serious playing time, even if he doesn't start week one. In the third round, Minnesota added a wild-card wide receiver in Ty Felton from Maryland. Felton's production speaks volumes, a school record 96 catches last season, and his 4.37 second 40 backed up the game speed that everybody saw on film. Part of this move, adding Felton, covers for Jordan Addison, who probably faces a suspension after a drunk driving incident in the last few months. But Felton's athleticism in a class where the Vikings prioritized it makes him a potential breakout piece. We'll talk about that RAS relative athletic score because the Vikings weren't just chasing production. They leaned into that athletic upside. They finished second in the league this season in average relative athletic score, which jumps them up from 25th last year. That's a deliberate move. You don't go from 25th to second by accident. The Vikings were given a composite draft grade this year of C to C plus with a 2.35 GPA, making them 29th in the league overall. But if that athleticism translates, basically if they win what I call the relative athletic score gamble, this could actually outperform expectations by a lot. And if you're not familiar with relative athletic score, imagine you're talking about the RAS of a linebacker. Specifically, that linebacker, say they have a 10.0 RAS, that means they're bigger, stronger, and faster, all three categories, than all of the other linebackers in their class. A 10.0 RAS is almost unheard of, and most players don't even qualify for an RAS score because they're either too small, too slow, or too weak. Well, they might be certainly competent to play on an NFL field. The RAS players are a different category. The way I like to put it, you can't coach a guy to be 6'5", but you can take a 6'5 guy and maybe you can coach him to be a good football player. So yeah, C to C plus, and we're only halfway through what the Vikings got done on the draft board this past weekend. Let's get back to the country music with Gabby Barrett, Sugarland, and Jordan Davis. Then I'll check in with you again on the other side with more Vikings info this hour. And in the next hour, Lions and then Bears to finish off here on Muskie 101. Gabby Barrett's coming up.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
She makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one.
she shows up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him, I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget, and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. She makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rents every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's ever
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Musky 101.
Gotta be. 101.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and a doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know.
Jordan Davis on Muskie 101. Next thing you know, going over football, football, football. Each of the NFC North teams broken in half, cracked wide open for your perusal. Not going too far in depth unless you want to listen that closely. I think it should be just your kind of analysis. And we're halfway through it for the Vikings in the 5 o'clock hour, the Lions, the 6 o'clock hour, the Bears, before I'm out of here at 7 o'clock when the afternoon show ends. First, though, before we continue with the Vikings, Clint Black and Dylan Scott are up next. Here's Nothing But the Taillights on Muskie 101.
Side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight,
may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the tail lights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes.
A really good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
She looks so pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Around causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
Dylan Scott on Muskie 101. That was My Girl, following Clint Black with Nothing But the Taillights. So on defense in this NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings focused more on laying groundwork for the future than on grabbing instant starters. At least, so it seemed. How much do we ever really know about what's coming? Fifth-round pick Tyrion Ingram-Dawkins, defensive lineman out of Georgia, fits that pattern, though. A developmental player to fit behind aging stars just added, Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave, 30 and 32 years old, respectively. Nose tackle Harrison Phillips is pushing 30 as well, so the Vikings need some youth up front on defense. Ingram Dawkins probably won't be leaned on heavily right away, but the clock is ticking on those veterans, scary as they are for Packers fans like me. Later in the sixth round, Minnesota took Gavin Bartholomew, tight end out of Pittsburgh, 6'5", 246. Gives them a somewhat needed depth piece after losing Johnny Munt and Nick Muse to free agency. With TJ Hockenson and Josh Oliver locked in at positions 1 and 2 on the tight end depth chart, unless something changes in a scary way, Bartholomew is seen as more of a project. Good receiving fundamentals, below average athleticism, so he'll need some time to polish his game. Tight end, after all, maybe the toughest position in the league next to or after quarterback. The Vikings rounded things out with Kobe King, linebacker from Penn State, known as Linebacker University. King is the twin brother of Packers cornerback Kalen King. He profiles mainly as a special teams or depth piece, strong in the box as a run stuffer, but struggling in coverage and with lateral quickness. That said, Brian Flores runs the defense in Minnesota, so nothing's impossible. He loves to find niche roles for role players, so King might carve one of those roles out. Again, the Vikings were graded C-C+, 2.35 GPA, ranking them 29th of 32 teams league-wide. They bet heavily on that athleticism. The payoff might take some time. Look to this to be either a big list of busts or Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah looking like a genius and another genius, respectively. Check of the weather coming up next to finish off the 4 o'clock hour. Next hour, Lions on Muskie Country.
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing a summary of their efforts to sample and track chronic wasting disease following the 2024 hunting seasons. According to a press release, the DNR sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024, with nearly 1,800 testing positive for chronic wasting disease. The summary also found that nearly 90% of the positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. A full breakdown of the summary and a map showing positive samples is available on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to stay focused on the road when volunteers through their Adopt a Highway program are out working. The program allows residents to take responsibility for 2-mile stretches of state highways, cleaning them up at least 3 times per year. According to a press release, nearly 15,000 volunteers collected over 170 tons of trash along highways in 2024. DOT officials are reminding drivers to avoid distracted driving and follow speed limits near those volunteer groups. The wife of Superior Police Chief Paul Winterscheidt has filed a lawsuit against the city and former police captain Thomas Champagne. According to the lawsuit filed last month, Michaela Marie Lorette claims Captain Champagne illegally tracked her squad car and she was not given appropriate privacy while expressing breast milk when she returned to her job as an investigator following her pregnancy. Superior Mayor Jim Payne recently said the department is dealing with urgent internal struggles and requested $50,000 for an outside review. The Rice Lake City Council held a public hearing on Tuesday, giving residents a chance to speak on special assessments for planned utility upgrades. The city is looking to improve water and sanitary sewer mains on Ann and Lee Streets over the summer, as well as improving the roadways with curb and sidewalk upgrades. Rice Lake Utilities, the city, and the affected residents will share the cost of the upgrades, leading some residents to complain about special assessments of over $10,000 or needing to temporarily close their businesses. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe tonight with hail, gusty winds, and even a tornado. Temps fall out of the 60s tonight into the 50s tomorrow as rain wraps early but breezy with clearing. Currently at 64 degrees.
Muskie 101. We'll be right back.
We're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
locked in a fancy bar. I'm a little more sitting up high on the road than a little car. I'm a little more bust your back and take it for free. And that's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that candy crack. I love a flatwood old front porch made of an old oak tree. That's how I'll always be. I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing. Wondering churches, back road walks and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. I got friends that say I live a little like Cool Hand Luke. Fast cars and motorcycles, raising hell and cowboy boots. Hey, on a Sunday morning, I'll take the back row seat. That's how I'll always be. Guitars playing, wondering churches, back road walks and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. Church rock bouncing off a Chevy fender. That feeling that you get first time she let you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down. Handshake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing. One room churches, back road walls, front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be.
Musky 101.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago.
We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. And now here I stand, surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now, all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
The best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Sunburned, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona.
And it's sunshine.
Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy.
And it's sunshine. Singing, oh, 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 yeah.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once